Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
248-539-9797. Yesterday was the NBA trade deadline. The Pistons made a move. To tell us why they did what they did is the general manager of the Detroit Pistons, Troy Weaver. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm great. How are you?
Good.
Good, thank you. Can you take us through, Troy, the thought process of the trade yesterday and getting James Wiseman? And would it be fair to ask another big guy in a league that is kind of de-emphasizing big guys? You now have four if you count Bagley, Stewart, and, of course, Jalen Duren, and now Wiseman. And Noel, too. So it's five, but four young ones.
No, absolutely. When we had a chance to acquire a young talent like that, we had to take advantage of it. He just happened to be a big guy. But, you know, you said in a league that de-emphasizes bigs. Well, I would say this to you. In the East, if you want to compete and have a chance, you better have some big guys. The top four teams in the East,
it's true.
Boston, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, and Cleveland. If we want a chance to compete in the East, look at those teams. They're all top 12 defense, and they all big. I mean, Cleveland, they're two young bigs. Philadelphia, obviously. Boston, with those big guys. You know, it's important in Milwaukee. But a lot of we've played all those teams, and we've been at a disadvantage size-wise against those teams. And, John, you know, like NFC East in football, if you can't stop the run and run the ball, you don't have a chance. And if we can't rebound and play at the rim, you know, we don't have a chance. And adding this guy to Bagley and Stewart and Duren really gives us a chance. So I know it looks like, wow, they're getting a lot of big guys, but look around. If you want to have a chance to compete in the East, you better have some size, and we really need to ratchet up our defense as well. So it all goes hand in hand, and this young man, tremendous talent, hasn't had a chance to show everything he has yet because injury and playing time is tough to be able to do that when you are drafted by a championship-level team sometimes. So I kind of liking the trade, similar to when Jermaine O'Neal, you know, got traded from Portland to Indiana. Didn't play much in Portland at all. Came to Indiana and had a chance to get on the floor and show himself, and The rest was history with them. And hopefully, you know, Wiseman get on the floor and show who he is and grow without young core and pay dividends for us.
Troy, when you came here, you talked about, hey, the great history that the Pistons have had and that this wasn't a rebuild, it was a restore. If a fan were to walk up to you today and say, hey, you know, what is the process? What's the plan? How could you convince them that the plan that you have in place will produce more wins?
Well, I would say that now we have enough young big guys up front to compete now. With the addition of Wiseman, we have guard play, although, you know, the linchpin of that is out, Cunningham. Mm-hmm. Cunningham and Ivy, and also Hayes. We'll have another top pick this year, and we got some veterans that we held on to help us. Bogdanovich has been terrific. Burks have been terrific. And we held on to those guys because of the growth of this team and the way they'll help us, the way they've helped us this year and into the future. So we expect the wins to come. We wanted the record to be better this year at this point. It hasn't. But the pieces are in place for us to take a step forward.
You mentioned defense, especially in the East. You watched them play, obviously. You see where they're ranked. How much of the defense or the lack thereof is, I don't know if it's fair to say, coaching, lack of effort, translation to the players from the coaching staff? Because I know it's got to be frustrating for you, and it's frustrating for people here who, as you know, the bad boys and the going to work team, they were built on defense, and we're not getting any defense, or very little, I should say, except for Durin.
Yeah, I mean, defense has to be our ethos. It's synonymous with Detroit Pistons basketball. That has to get fixed. We're trying to fix it every day, but we have to. We have to be great defensively. Not good. We have to be great defensively. Acquiring Wiseman was into that thought process. But, no, if we're going to be the Detroit Pistons and have a chance to be who we are in the restoring, defense has to be at the forefront. And we'll get that fixed. But, no, absolutely, it's who we are. It's in the water. It's in everything here. It's all about defense, and we'll get that fixed for sure.
Your two youngest players, at least the two newest, Jaden Ivey and Jalen Durin, from last year's draft. What have you seen from them, and are they playing at the level you expected them to be at this point of the year?
Yeah, I mean, we're happy with the progress. Obviously, they made the Rising Stars game, but two very talented young guys. They've been able to show that they belong in this league, even as young players, and both great workers and great teammates. I mean, Durin, the youngest player in the league, and the way he's been able to man the paint has been something special. His passing is really starting to come on display, but his rebounding, big-time talent. And Ivy, you know, his speed is electric. He shows flashes of it every game of how elite his speed is. How he can get downhill, make plays for himself and others. But no, we're very pleased with those young guys. And that's part of the restoring those two, continuing to grow. And they give us a chance to have a very bright future.
I assume, obviously, there was interest from other teams yesterday in Burks and Bogdanović and some of the other – maybe some other players as well. Did you feel that you want to have Burks and Bogdanović definitely on the floor for next year, or is there more value in your mind maybe getting more for them during the off season, depending on what happens with you guys in the lottery, et cetera?
Yeah, I mean, we want to have those guys on the floor going forward with the young guys. These two veterans are unbelievable. For those guys to play with our young guys is very rare. And what I mean by play with them, they don't try to overshadow those guys and push them to the side and say, get out of the way, we're the vets. They play with these young guys and help them. A lot of veterans, you know, overshadow the young guys. They play with our young guys. They help them every day. And they really stop the bleeding a lot of times to help those guys. But, no, the plan is to have those guys on the floor. You can have vets in the locker room, but when you got vets in the locker room that play and can help you, that's a great sign for us going forward. And those guys, to their credit, wanted to stay here and be here, and we look forward to moving forward with them.
How frustrating has it been for you as the general manager? You guys win the lottery, you get Cade Cunningham, he's got his rookie season, and then misses year two with the injury. You've got Jaden Ivey and, you know, Jalen Durant, some really young, good talent that I don't want to say it feels like a wasted year because there's always value in the experience, but they're not getting that experience with Cade Cunningham. How frustrating has it been that injuries have played such a major role in this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating, but it's part of the growth process. It's giving other guys a chance to step up. We would love Cade to be out there. Obviously, he's linchpin to it, but injuries are part of the game, and look forward to him getting back out there next season. But, no, got to make the most of it with other guys having a chance to step up and grow, and hopefully getting Cade back next year and another high pick, stir it together so we can take off next year. But I kind of liken it to New Orleans. They had those injuries to their top guys, Zion and Ingram. When they got those guys back, they were able to take off. Well, they're hurt again, but you got to take advantage of those young guys. In New Orleans really stepped up with those guys being out, and we have some guys stepping up and taking advantage of it. And hopefully we can get the band back together. We can really step forward because guys are taking advantage of the opportunity.
All right, Troy, we appreciate it.
Thanks, Troy.
Fans are getting a little restless, as you would imagine. The lottery's wonderful to a certain extent, but we have to stop getting in the lottery after this year. We agree?
Everybody's getting restless, but trust me, it's here. The talent is here, and it's going to get turned. So I understand, but be patient. We're on our way.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it as always, and we'll talk to you around draft and lottery time.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Troy.
All right. That's Troy Weaver, general manager of your Detroit Pistons, here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.